You are tuned in to Motivation of Monday, the podcast version. I am yours truly, God's servant, Bishop Lamonte Calvin. Yes, this is the place where you will be empowered by the word and through the word. So text someone, call someone, and let them know that Motivation of Monday, the podcast version, is ready. I pray that you are blessed through the word and by the word. So get ready, because it's that time. What is that time? It's word time. Be blessed. Well, it's definitely word time. We're so grateful to be with you today. We truly thank God, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. And everything that God is doing, everything that God is doing in this season, we're so grateful for it, because God is still God. I am yours truly, God's servant, Bishop Lamonte Calvin, and truly thank God for those of you that are tuning in, those of you that have, amen, downloaded, however it was shared with you. We're so grateful that you are a part of what we're doing on this day. And yes, truly, again, I can say this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're surely going to rejoice and be glad in it. I said we're going to rejoice and be glad in it, because God is still God, and I'm grateful that he's God in our lives. I also want to welcome all of you. If this is your first time downloading and listening to our podcast, I am truly, once again, Dr. Lamonte Calvin, the pastor of New Direction Outreach Ministry, a wonderful ministry that God has for us here in the city of Sikeston, Missouri. So I want to welcome all of you that are tuned in, and we're glad that you are part of this day. You're a part of what God is doing. I also would like to inform you, you can watch us on Motivation of Monday every Monday morning at 10 a.m. Every Monday morning at 10 a.m. We're on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, well, Facebook, YouTube right now. So if you can, every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we are in Motivation of Monday, the Facebook, YouTube version, where you can see me in person. And so you can put the face with the voice. And so we're so grateful for that. And we're grateful that you all are a part of what God is doing in this moment, in this season, and in this hour. Also, if you would like to sow towards this ministry, you can do so by going to Cash App, hashtag Dr. Lamonte Calvin, or go to our Givelify, look up New Direction Outreach Ministries, and you can sow that way. You can put in the memo, Motivation of Monday. And, you know, God will bless you in your sowing. And I believe that as you sow the seed, God will grow the seed. So we're so grateful for that. We're so thankful for the moment that God has allowed us to be in this space and fill the space with his presence. Now, let's get into what we're supposed to be doing. Somebody shout, it's word time. Amen. It's time for the word of the Lord, and we're so grateful for God's word. In the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, I want to deal with something in book of Romans, the 8th chapter, around about the 35th verse. Amen. Romans, the 8th chapter, in the 35th verse, I want to deal with something pertaining to the word of the Lord, and I want to definitely go into the word, and we're going to see what God is going to say. In the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, the 35th verse, it said, who shall separate us? Somebody shout, it's word time. All right, you did. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that love us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. For I am persuaded, neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor heights, nor depth, or nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Why? Because in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that love us. I want to use for a topic, you may have seen it already, you're bigger than that. You're bigger than that. The main thing that is pointing out pertaining to these verses is we realize that there are some things going on behind the scenes that we cannot see. There is an invisible enemy, but God is showing us that we have the victory over all these things that we seem that we cannot see. I'm sorry, that the things that we cannot see, we have victory over those things. Now, you must ask, what is victory? You know, we were abstract from Wester. Wester tells us victory is the overcoming of an enemy or antagonist, achievement of mastery and success in a struggle or endeavor against odds or difficulties. So we are more than conquerors. We are victor. We have the victory. When you conquer, when you are a conqueror, you are one to gain or acquire by force of arms. You are to overcome by force of arm and vanquish, if you will, to gain mastery over or win by overcoming obstacles or oppositions, to overcome by mental or moral power. Amen. To be victorious. So when we are conquerors, we are operating in the operation of victory, or we're being victorious. So we must understand that there are so many things that can come up against you, but I want to encourage you and I want to remind you, you're bigger than that. Yes, you're bigger than those things that are coming up against you. You're bigger than those things that may have tried to insult you, may have tried to harass you, may have tried to keep you or hinder you. And the Bible said in verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, shall or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Now, you and I both know when we say who, we're talking about a person. But notice none of these things. It didn't say who shall separate us from the love of Christ. Shall, you know, Teresa, shall Larry, shall Bill, or anything. It started naming things. It started naming things that we consider, amen, invisible. So I found out the invisible can operate in the physical. Oh, let me say that again. I said the invisible can operate in the physical or the natural. That trials would come through Teresa. Distress would come through Larry. Persecution would come through Bill. All these things can come through or be used by a person. So God is saying, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? So if these individuals are operating that brings us tribulation or distress or persecution, we have to understand we're not fighting against a person. We're fighting against the thing that is in the person. Now, one of my saying is the devil gonna use somebody, but it doesn't have to be you. That's one of the sayings I have to say, that the devil is going to use somebody, but it doesn't have to be you. And he said, as it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep to the slaughter. Now, we have to understand that in all these things, in order for us to walk in victory, we can't always be the victim. Oh, my God. I say, in order for us to walk in victory, we can't always be the victim. There is some things we need to walk in, amen, and believe God, that God, for you, I'm going to live. For you, I'm going to die. I will not live my life being the victim of everything, being the victim in my home, being the victim on my job, being the victim in my own mind. Come on. That's what you have to say. You cannot be the victim in your own mind. You cannot be the victim in your own house. You can't be the victim of your own success, because sometimes the enemy will make you feel, the enemy will try to make you feel guilty for you being successful, and others not being able to operate in that level of success. But you know where you came from. You know what you had to go through. You know what you had to fight against. And that's why the Bible says, have you overcome them? He said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So you know you had to have, you experienced some great things in your life. And when I say great things, you experienced some hurt things, some painful things in your life. But guess what? You're bigger than that. So therefore, you received that thing. You saw those things coming up against you, and you realized that you had to move forward. You had to be greater in God. You had to be, amen, stronger in God. You had to be wiser in God. You had to be, amen, even patience in God, because sometimes this level of patience, amen, has to operate in your greatness, because you're bigger than that. Some things you should, you want to say, you can't say. Some things you want to do, you can't do, my God, because God is giving you and grace you with patience. And so that's where we have to be able to operate in, and knowing that God is on our side. He said, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that love us. We are more than conquerors. We will win because of his love towards us. We will win because God loved us. We will win because God is on our side. We will win because God is for us. We will win. Amen. He said, I want to see it. God said, when you win, he's saying to you, I want to see my children win. I want to see my daughter win. I want to see my son win. And guess what? You're his son. You're his daughter. You're the one that God wants to win. God said, I want to see you win. God said, I want to see you victorious. And all things, we are more than conquerors. Come on. Not only are we going to survive, we're going to conquer these things. Come on, somebody. I said, not only are you going to survive, you're going to conquer those things. Conquer those things that was behind you, those things that tried to kill you, those things that tried to destroy you. You're going to conquer those things. You're going to walk in God's grace. You're going to walk in God's peace. You're going to walk in the love of God. You're going to walk in the peace of God. You're going to walk in the strength of God. You're going to walk in, amen, the assurance of God. When you know that God has approved you, when God has approved you, you are bigger than that. Come on, David. David said to Goliath, he said, you come to me with spirit and sword. He said, but I come to you. Amen. He said, you come with shield and sword. Yeah. He said, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. He said, what you have cannot touch what I have. In other words, I am bigger than what you have. By the way, you may be bigger than me, but my God is bigger than you. That's what David was saying to Goliath. He said, my God will be, he's going to allow you to be put in my hands. I am going to take you out, Goliath. That's what you have to say to that storm that you're facing today, sir. That's what you have to say to that storm you're facing today, ma'am. You have to tell that thing, I'm bigger than you. I know you're coming with a threat, but guess what? No weapon formed against me. Come on, Isaiah 54 and 17. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against me, God said to you, you shall condemn those things. In other words, if they said you were one thing, God said you're going to condemn it, and you're going to be greater than that. Everything that was spoken against you, sir, everything was spoken against you, ma'am. Guess what? You're bigger than that. I don't care how much it came against you, you're bigger than that. You are a victor. You are victory. You're part of the thing that God has called for you. He said, I'm persuaded. And on the word, I'm convinced that neither death, come on, there's no death, nothing that has died, no relationship death, no death or the end of a thing will not be able to, nor life, come on, not even the beginning or the living of things, because some things that are alive can be a danger to you. There can be a rumor that is alive about you. No angels, come on, no principality, these things that we can't see, these powers, nor things present. Come on, even the very present thing. David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow, the presence of death, I will fear no evil. He said, anyway, the only way I can see a shadow is it has to be present. He said, nor things to come. There are things that are coming your way that you got to believe that, God, I thank you that I'm not going to let the things that are coming be the things that hinder me. He said, nor height, nor depth, nor other creatures shall be able to separate us from the love of God that will be able to separate from, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. All the things that we had to go through, we had to suffer through, we had to endure, we had to fight against, all these things cannot, amen, have victory over us. Why? Because we are more than conquerors. Say it with me. We are more than conquerors through him that love us. God love us too much for us to be victims of things that we can overcome. And so he said he love us. We are more than conquerors. Let me say it again. Conquerors. We are conquerors means to gain or acquire by force of arm. We are overcome by force of arm and gain masteries over or a win by overcoming obstacles or oppositions. My God, how many of you have gone through opposition? You've been fighting some things. You've been battling some things that you really don't want to deal with anymore. Some things that have tried to hunt you down since your childhood. Things that have tried to hinder you even from, amen, in relationships. All the soul ties. Come on. All the things, the thoughts, all the mental struggle, all of the struggles that you had to face. You say, I'm tired of dealing with these things. So therefore, I'm bigger than that. Well, how am I bigger than that? I refuse to be the old man when God is trying to do a new thing. Come on. I refuse to be the old man when God is doing a new thing. He said, you are more than a conqueror. You are a victor. In other words, V. He said, "You. The reason you are a victor because you have value. My God, you have value. He said, for I reckon in Romans 8 and 18, he said, for I reckon the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Why? Because you have victory. You are valuable. V, amen. I'm spelling victory. You have victory. In other words, you have value. You have the value. God values you. Whatever you are doing, God values you. Because he said, the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed. Your value is greater. My God. He said, you are innovative. My God, God is saying, you're innovative because you are victory. You are part of the victory. But thou shalt, in Romans, in Deuteronomy 8 and 18, it said, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that ye may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as is written this day. God said, you are innovative, so I'm going to do great things, even from the things I promised your forefathers, your fathers, even for those that I promised before your time, before you even thought of. God said, I made covenant with your family. My God, I received that. God said, I made covenant with those that came before you, so therefore you have victory. My God. And he said, see, come on, I'm spelling victory, V-I-C, see, he said, you are connected. Watch this, John 15 and 4, he said, abide in me, and I'll abide in you. The branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. God said, because you're connected to me, there's a covenant that I have with you. He said, because you're walking in victory. Anytime God give you a covenant, every time God give you something to walk in, God said, I'm allowing you to walk in victory. T, God said, you are triumphant. In this season, there is a triumphant praise. There's a triumphant thing that's about to happen for you. He said, you're triumphant. Revelation 12 and 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. God said, you have the victory because you are triumphant. You're going to know the victory. Things are going to be spoken about you. Things are going to operate in you because you're overcome by him. By the blood of the Lamb and the words of, you're going to be able to testify of what you came out of. You're going to be able to testify of the things that you had to conquer. He said, you are triumphant. V, he said, you are valuable. I, he said, you're innovative. C, he said, you're connected. T, you're triumphant. O, I told y'all I'm spelling victory. He said, you're optimistic. Everything that you're going to do, you're going to think on a different level. He said, your level of thinking is going to change. Come on, sir. Come on, ma'am. He said, your level of thinking is going to change. You're going to think up, my God, instead of thinking down. You're going to think success instead of thinking failure. You're going to think victory instead of thinking victim. In other words, God said, Philippians 4 and 8, he said, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are of a just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So you are going to think optimistic. You're going to change your think. If there be any power, you're going to think, you're going to have the power to think greater. You're going to have the power to think better. You're going to have the power to think beyond where you are. Not only that, but watch this. God said you're going to be receptive. In other words, God said you're going to be able to receive those things. In Galatians 6 and 9, he said, let us not be weary and well-doing. For in due season, we shall reap if we faint not. He said, you're going to do well. So you're going to be receptive of doing well. You're going to do great things in this season. You're going to do great things in this hour. Why? Because God is on your side. He's on your side. He's going to do great things for you. Watch this. Not only, he said, you're going to be, not only you're going to be receptive. Why? He said, you're going to yield to his will. You're going to yield to his will. 1 Peter 5 and 6, he said, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cared for you. God said, you're going to endure, you're going to yield to his will. So you have the victory. Somebody shout it with me. I have the victory. V, you're going to have value. You have value. I, you're innovative. C, you're connected. T, you're triumphant. O, you're optimistic. R, you're receptive. Come on. Y, you're going to yield to his will. So no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're encountering, no matter what you're facing, God say you have the victory. You're operating in victory, sir. So this is the time, ma'am, that you can get up, shake it off, dust yourself off, and walk in the victory of God and say, I am more than a conqueror. I have the victory. Why? Because I have value. You have, you're innovative. C, you're connected. T, you're triumphant. O, you're optimistic. R, you're receptive. And Y, you're going to yield to the will of God. I pray that you walk in victory. I pray that you walk in the success of knowing that God is on your side. There is nothing that can destroy you when God is for you. Romans 8 and 31 said, what then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? I pray that you will go today and walk in victory, because guess what? You're bigger than that. You're bigger than those things. I believe it. I receive it. I speak it over you that you're bigger than those things. Go and be great in God. I love you, and I'll see you next time. On Motivational Monday, the podcast version. I look forward to it, and I pray that you enjoy the rest of the day. And remember, your now is not your later. Why? Because you're bigger than that. Be blessed.
You have been listening to another version of the Motivational Monday podcast version. I want to encourage you, you may sow into this ministry at hashtag Dr. Lamonte Calvin, or go on Givelify, look up New Direction Outreach Ministries. Most of all, we are glad that you tune in, and I pray that you were blessed through the day. And we look forward to seeing you next week on Motivational Monday, the podcast version. And remember, your now is not your later. Be blessed.